إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله. سيما لقيت الله فلعنة الله على أعدائهم آل الله من يوم هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد ورحمة. We are continuing تفسير سورة آل عمران. And the verse I recited is verse number 139. The translation is this: do not faint and do not grieve, for you shall gain the upper hand if you be believers. These verses are about the battle of Uhud. And the situation is like that believers were kind of depressed and upset after what they sustained so many injuries in the battlefield. 70 believers got martyred, and they were there in own courtyard in Medina. And in the kuffar came from Makkah and they attacked them, and they had such a serious loss, and that made them very depressed and they were very pessimistic about things. So Allah sent this verse that do not faint, means do not be weak, and do not grieve, for you shall gain the upper hand if you be believers. Al-Wahan means weakness. Al-Huzn means grief. If somebody lose something, and the sadness which they get is called grief, is called Huzn. So Allah is talking about that do not be weak, don't be faint, and do not have grief, and you will get the upper hand if you are a believer. Allah is preaching that in this battlefield you showed some issues, that you were disobedient to Prophet and you got some losses, but Allah is saying that do not be weak and do not grieve, and Allah is asking them to become true believers, and he promised that if you are a true believer you will get upper hand. Now how you get the upper hand and how you get the victory is by having piety and taqwa, and by keeping patience. The basis of being upper hand is through piety and patience. We have gone through those verses in previous majalis about فَإِن تَزْبِيرُ وَتَتَّقُوا. We talked about فَإِن تَزْبِيرُ وَتَتَّقُوا, that if you keep patience and you do the purification, Allah's help come and the victory comes. Certainly there were weakness among the believers in the battle of Uhud, and they were disobedient to Prophet ﷺ. That's why they had losses. And Allah has pointed out that in these verses, إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلْهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذُوا مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Now Allah is talking further about it. Now let me give the background and I'll give the translation. The background is that believers gave them defeat, is wounded them in Badr. But in Uhud, believers had a lot of losses. 70 people got martyred. Now we'll read the verse inshallah. If a wound touches you, because a wound similar to it has touched the disbelieving people, those people. And such days we deal out in turn among mankind. And that Allah may recognize those who have believed and take witness from among you. And Allah does not love the unjust. Now inshallah we'll read this verse slowly. In tamsaskum arham, that if a wound has touched, the same kind of wound has touched them. Because if you are, you got 70 martyrs in Uhud, Allah gave them victory to you in Badr openly, and you killed 70 of them at that time. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَوِلْهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. This is very crucial. What Allah says, and such days we deal out in turn among mankind. Allah turns the days around. Why? Now Allah says why. And that Allah may recognize those who have believed and take witness from among you. And Allah does not love the unjust. Why Allah rotates the days among people? So that Allah may know who are the believers and Allah can take witness from you. So now Allah rotated days. That means that some days will be easy for you and some days will be hard on you. Now if the days were always easy on you, then Allah, there is no test and trial. The test and trial comes when the days rotate among people. So that Allah tests everybody and see how, who is better in the deeds, and your character comes out. وَلِيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So Allah know who is the believer. We know that Allah knows everybody. But by testing and trial, Allah manifests the belief. That Allah will manifest it by putting the trial and putting the hard days on you. Hard day come on the bed of Uhud, and Allah manifested who were the true believers, because rest of them, they ran away. Allah manifested believer. وَيَتَّخَذَ الشُّهَدَاءَ مِنْكُمْ, and so that Allah takes witness from you. Who will witness? The true believers who were with the Prophet, standing right there. And they were the witness, or other word, other did. Because Allah made witness for this. This Allah, Sunnah, Allah take. Prophet is a witness, Imam is a witness, angels are the witness. So here Allah took believer as a witness for other believers. Wallah Allah yuhibbu al-zalimin. There was, now why Mizan says, that why Allah says, Wallah Allah yuhibbu al-zalimin? Because everybody was not good at that time. Some ran away and some were true. So Allah says, Wallah Allah yuhibbu al-zalimin. There are some unjust who ran away. So Allah said that Allah doesn't love unjust ones. This is a servant salawat. Now, Allah says further down that وَلِيُّ مَحِي صَلَّهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمْنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And that Allah may purge those who believe and wipe out the disbelievers. Now Allah is explaining why Allah rotated the days. Now, what is the meaning of tamhiz? Tamhiz means to make a purification of something from the extraneous pollution. It's called tamhiz. وَلِيُّ مَحِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمُ. And al-hamak means, al-mahak means to eradicate. So what Allah is saying, the translation goes like that. And Allah may purge those who believe and wipe out the disbelievers. Now, what happens when hardship comes and testing trial comes? For the believers, if they go through the hardship and trials, their impurity Allah wash away. It's called tamhiz. Their impurities wash away because of the hardship, the struggle they go through. So if they had some impurities by the hardship and trials, Allah purify their soul. And وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and wipe out the disbelievers. How does he wipe out disbelievers? So Mizan explains this, that there are true believers and there are hypocrites. Now hypocrites, on the their face was the face of believers, and inside they had hypocrisy. So when hardship came, Allah destroyed their outer face, which was the belief, and that was gone, and the true face of hypocrisy came. So So Allah wiped them out and showed their true faces and destroyed them in front of the believers, because believer became their witness. The problem was in the Battle of Uhud that those Muslims who came to the battlefield, they had a great experience in the Battle of the Badr, and they were supported through angels, and they had thought that it is, whenever they go to battlefield, Allah's help will be right there and victory is in their hand for sure. That's the kind of ideology they develop, which is a dangerous ideology. It's not practical ideology. So Allah wanted to teach them that this happened one time, it will not happen all the time. And you have to go through test and trial and hardship. Because this is a universal law that Allah put, is Allah's system. That there is a cause and effect. It will not be always like miracles coming. You have to go through hardship and test and trial. That's what Allah says, so that He can purge and purify the believers and destroy the non-believers. We have read in previous majalis about that victory or defeat is not in the hand of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's all in the hand of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala says very clearly that it's not in your hand, Prophet. Victory or loss is all up to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. So they had miscalculation about the war. They thought that whenever they go to the battlefield, angels will come and they'll be just winning. And when in this battlefield they had a lot of losses, they got very upset about it, and they started talking about wrong things. And we'll inshallah read in further discussion all these their complaints, that what they're talking about. So Allah preached them further. Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-jannata wallamma ya'lam Allahu alladhina jahadu minkum wa ya'lam as-sabirin. Allah says further, have you imagined that you will enter paradise and that Allah does not yet know those among you who strive, nor He knows the patient ones? Allah is teaching them. That do you think that you'll go to paradise like this? And Allah has not known among you who are the mujahideen, who strive, nor He knows the patient ones. Jahadu minkum wa ya'lam as-sabirin. Allah wants to know who strive hard in His path, who is a mujahid, and who is the one who is a patience one. So Allah, these are the verses which gives that what is the key for the paradise. The key of paradise Allah showed in this verse. The key of paradise, very difficult brothers and sisters, is jihad fi sabilillah and sabr. These are the keys of the paradise. Why? When you do that, when we do that, Allah purify ourselves. Allah does tamheez, Allah purifies. Through jihad, battlefield. Jihad means what? Jihad means struggle in the way of Allah by writing, speeches, money, hair, tongue, hand. It's all jihad for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every hardship, any sweat and blood which comes, it is for the purification of our soul, our impurities goes away, and with the patience. It really boosts our soul. So, in that battlefield, there are Muslims that thought that they'll go just to the war, and in the war they don't fight too much. We'll be in paradise and we'll get victories. Because victory will be in our hand and paradise in our hand. Allah says neither victory is like this, nor paradise is like that. You have to strive for that. And with this testing and trial, Allah distinguished between hypocrite and a believer. And even a believer, He gives ranks. Some believer will be on a lower rank and some believer will be on a higher rank. Because they earned it with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please stand and salwa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّى الْمَوْتُ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ أَنْ تَلْقَوْهُ فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُمُهُ أَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. And really you were longing for death before you met it. But you have seen it, you look, added. Now this verse we will explain slowly. When they fought the battle of Badr, there were some martyrs and others were not, did not get martyrdom. So who did not get martyrdom? They were longing for it. Then, oh, some became martyred, we didn't. So they waited for martyrdom, and when the battle of Uhud came, and they went to the battlefield, and they ran away. So now Allah is saying, and really you were longing for death before you made it. They were longing before you made it. When did they meet it? When they saw a lot of believers getting martyred. So they saw the death. But you have seen it. And you have seen it, the death, you have seen it. And you look at it. Now you have seen it and you look at it. So please describe what does it mean. So that you look at it. That means you saw the death, you waited for the death, you were seeing it, you made it, you saw it, but you just look at it. You didn't meet it. You just look at it and that's it. You were hesitant to meet it. You just look at it. That means you were not ready for your own martyrdom. Because there were impurities. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولُ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ رَسُولُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا يَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And Muhammad is not but only a messenger before whom messengers have already passed away. Therefore, if he dies or be killed, will you turn back upon your heels? And whoever turns back upon his heels will by no means do harm to Allah in the least. And Allah will reward the grateful. This kind of verse came only in Uhud. You know, Muslim left Prophet even in the battle of Hunain, we know that. And other battles. But this battle was so crucial that this verse came down. Because the background of this verse is that Prophet got injured in this battlefield. By some narration, he lost his teeth, and by some narration, he had a fracture on the front of his skull. Peace be on him. So, somebody spread the rumor that Prophet got martyred, you know. And as soon as they hear the rumor, they ran away from the battlefield. When they ran away from the battlefield, there's a narration that there are some Muslims, they became hopeless and they wanted to leave Islam, and they wanted to surrender to Abu Sufyan. So this verse came, and this verse said, and Muhammad is not but a messenger before whom messengers have already passed away. Therefore, if he dies or be killed, will you turn back upon your heels? Means you'll become apostate. If he dies or gets killed, will you become apostate? And whoever turns back upon his heel will by no means do harm to Allah in the least. وَلَا يَدُرُّ اللَّهُ شَيْعَ. Not at least Allah will be harmed. And Allah will reward the grateful ones. See this group, there are two groups we talked about. This group is a group where they thought that they came for the war booty. And they came that they will get victory easy. And they thought that victory comes from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And they thought that as soon as Prophet got martyred, they thought that their mission is finished. Their religion is finished. And they gave up for everything. They did not get any connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is this group. So Allah is teaching them that if Prophet dies or gets martyred, would you become apostate? Because your religion was only up to Prophet, not through Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if you do that, you will not give any kind of harm least to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now there is a narration. Ibn Hisham narrates in his As-Sirah that Anas ibn An-Nadhr reached where Umar ibn Khattab and Talha ibn Ubaidullah had gathered with other persons of immigrants and the helpers, and they had given themselves up. I'm reading Mizan right now. He asked, what is holding you back? They said, the messenger of Allah has been killed. He said, who said he? He is Anas ibn An-Nadhr. He said, then what will you do with life after him? Die on what? The messenger of Allah has died on. Then he faced the people and he fought them until he was martyred. That was his character. So there were two groups clearly. One were only for the bounties and easy victory. As far as Prophet is here, they are Muslim. As far as Prophet is gone, they are gone back to being apostate. So now there is also that Vasa Yajzillahu Shakri, and Allah will reward the grateful one. Now who are the Shakri? Who are the grateful ones? Mizan says there are two kind of people. One, they are for short time. One is in their character. Like I can be good for a few minutes, or I could be a good man is in my character. Here the Shakir is the one grateful who is for good, not for time being. Not only in temporary action, but that's his character for good. Allah is talking about them. So who is Shakir? Who is thankful? Who is the grateful? The grateful one is the one who remembers Allah all the time. And the grateful one is the one who is obedient to Allah's command. That's the grateful one. Allah says those grateful ones were the real true believers in the Battle of Uhud who is sticking to Prophet and to the hardship like anything. Because Allah wanted to manifest believers there. We read the verse that Allah wanted to manifest believers, and through hardship Allah manifested those believers. And they became the witness on other ones. Please silence Allah. You know, there were some Muslims, they were so saying when somebody spread the rumor that Prophet passed away, they shouted, suppose Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not exist, but the path of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam do exist, then do not escape. Those were the true believers. Subhanallah. Today we should think that, let's do, that our Prophet has gone apparently, but his path and the Lord of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is here with us. For us. And Prophet is our witness. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad. We give witness that they are here. They are watching us. So we will am hasibta an tadkhulu jannata lamma ya'lamu alladhina ja'adu minkum ya'lamu as-sabirin is for us too. Allah wants to see. Then do you think we will go to paradise like this? We have to do, we have to struggle and strive in Allah's path and keep patience in today's world. Not becoming terrorists and not to kill innocent people. Sorry to tell you. Some people, if you read Quran without Ahlulbayt, you'll become terrorist. You'll kill innocent people. That's why Prophet said, I leave two things. Book and Ahlulbayt, the family who can teach you the book. And that's what happened. Who people left the Ahlulbayt, they became terrorists. They don't know the meaning of, they don't know the wisdom behind Allah's verses. Please say and salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. So, now the background goes like this, that when the 70 believers got martyred, there were others who were sitting and they started saying that if who did not participate in the battlefield and other ones, that if they would not have been in the battlefield, they would not have been killed. See? So they did not believe in the real unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is Allah's leave, people, we die and with Allah's leave, we are alive. They thought that it is the only battlefield which will kill you. Means they lost the true belief of unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll read those verses in future, inshallah, in this chapter. But Allah says in Quran now this, وَمَا كَانَ لِفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتُوا إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُوَجَّلًا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَسَنَجْزِي الشَّاكِرِينَ. Now Allah is telling those people, and it is not for anyone to die but by Allah's leave, at a term appointed. And whoever desires the reward of this world, we give him thereof. And whoever desires the reward of the hereafter, we give him thereof. And Allah will reward the grateful ones. Allah is teaching. Allah is giving the preaching. That you think that because of the battlefield you die, nobody can die without Allah's leave and a time appointed. Kitab al-Mu'ajjala. An appointed time, you are dying. And Allah says, if you desire the reward of this world, I'll give from it. And if you desire the reward of afterlife, I'll give from it. Minha is from it. And Allah rewards the grateful one. So Mizan explains, what is from it? From it is that as much as you try, you'll get as much. If in this world, as much you try, you'll get from as much. And from it for the hereafter, as much you try, you'll get from that. Means everybody and the hereafter will have different names, as much we try it. In this world and next world. Again, Allah is talking about that Allah reward the grateful one. Shakirin is the key. We have to be Shakir. Shakirin is the key. Who is the thankful one? Who is the grateful one? Who remembers Allah all the time and is obedient to Allah's command. That's the thing. And now Allah is preaching those believers in the Bedar of Uhud who showed weakness. And now Allah is preaching the further one. And He is preaching all of us till the judgment day. وَكَأَيِّنْ مِنْ نَبِيِّنَ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّنَ خَسِيرٌ فَمَا وَهَلُّونِي مَا أَثَعَمُهُ فِي سَبِيلَ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعَفُهُ وَمَا اسْتَكَانُهُ وَاللَّهُ يُحَبُّ الْفَابِرِينَ. Now Allah is preaching. This is the verse. I'm just telling you my emotion about this verse before I give the translation. This verse, I'm not giving a degree here. I'm just telling you my feelings. My feeling about this verse is that this verse should be in our house, in the drawing room. And this verse should be in our heart. This verse should be our goal of life. This is, for me, is this verse. وَكَيْءٍ مِنْ نَبِيٍ قَاتَلَهُ مَعْهُ رِبِّيُّنَ كَسِيرٍ. And how many a prophet there has been with whom were many godly men fought. رِبِّيُّنَ كَسِيرٍ means godly men who fought. And they did not falter. They did not falter despite what afflicted them in the way of Allah. They did not falter despite what afflicted in the way of Allah. Nor did they weaken. Nor did they yield. And Allah loves the patience. Subhanallah. Allah is preaching the believers of Uhud who left the battlefield and saying that this is the last prophet you have, but I have been the witness from the beginning. There have been many prophets before you, and many godly people were with them, and they fought it, and they fought with the enemies of Allah in the battlefield. Neither they falter or shake on the Hashim, nor they showed any weakness, nor they yield. Wallahu yuhibbul sabirin. Allah says Allah loves the patience. This is the preaching for us too and for them. Now Allah says about them what? We heard before Nuttihimina that Allah gives reward from it. Now for them is different. Now Allah is telling the further greatest of these believers who fought Ribbiyun, who were godly people. Rama Kana, Kolhum illa an qalu, Rabbahfilana, Dunubana, wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansuna ala al-qawmil kafirin. Now these godly people, when they are fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they are saying? Now the translation goes like this. And their statement was nothing but that they said, our Lord, forgive us our sins and our prodigality, its mistakes, our prodigality in our affairs, and make our feet firm and help us again disbelieving folk. Now this translation, this was a translation from Ayatullah Imani. Now I'll read the translation from Mizan. And their saying was no other than they said, our Lord, forgive us our faults and our extravagance and our affair, and make firm our feet and help us against the disbelieving people. This is an easy translation. So when these Rippiyun, these godly people, when they're fighting and they face the hardship, they knew this hardship is coming from their sins and their mistakes in this life. That's why they are getting hardship. Just like the believers in Uhud got the hardship. So Allah is teaching the believers of Uhud and us that how they prayed. Now I'll repeat again the translation. And their saying was no other than they said, our Lord, forgive us our faults and our extravagance in our affairs, and make firm our feet and help us against the unbelieving people. They asked for forgiveness. And they asked for, they kept keeping patience. And they asked for the forgiveness and the mistakes what they did, and said, Allah, keep our feet firm and give us the help us against unbelieving people. So now Allah says what? فَآتَهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. See, those are the lovers of Allah. They are called Rabbiyun, godly people. Now, how Allah talks to godly people in a totally different tone. Not, now Allah, we wish we become godly. We beg to Allah with the wasila of Ahlul Bayt that we become one of them. So what is the reward from them? For Adam Allahu, thawaba dunya wa husna sabab al-akhirah. So what happened? So Allah gives them the reward of this world. And husna sabab al-akhirah, husna sabab, and goodness of the reward of hereafter. Now it's not nuttihmina that he'll give some from it. He'll give the goodness of the reward of the hereafter. And Allah loves the doers of good. The tone is different. The deed is different, the tone is different. If you, our deed is different, Allah's tone is different. Because these are the godly people. These are the godly, and these verses are the for us to be trained to become the companion of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. To become the godly, the piyun. And this is the preaching for us. But this is the preaching, and these are the verses, but we have seen the stories of the Rabbiyun who fought with the prophets, but we never saw any story like the Karbala, where there were 72 and they knew that nobody is going to be alive. On the night of Ashura, Imam Hussain said that Imam Hussain made his tent dark, he turned the lights off, and he said that tomorrow nobody will be alive, everybody will be dying. And these are the gold standard of Quran. Then when Imam Hussain said that tomorrow everybody has to get martyrdom and who wants to run away in the night, I will have no complaint about him and I have no objection if they leave in the middle of night. If they are ashamed to believe in the light, I make this tent dark. And when he put the lights back, all of his companions, those Rabbiyun, those godly people, those ones, they were crying and they took their sword out and they said, Imam, for you, if we get killed for 70 times and we are alive, we'll still be with you. These are the Rabbiyun, these are the godly, they are the peak of the Rabbiyun who were like that, which is lesson for us. To become one of them, to be the companion. We cannot be like them, but to have the ideas for us, to follow them, to help our Imam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the appearance of Imam alayhi salam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to learn from Quran and to implement it and to become true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.